Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We got plenty coming up for you around here over the next days and weeks ahead, because it's a busy time, and I'm pulling up my promo sheet, which can we get that printed off? It's me trying to find that.
I know we have the NFL draft tonight.
That's right, and I love the draft. Like, Lieberman and I love the draft.
Yeah.
So we're going to I haven't even talked to him, though. We both love it so much, we may not watch it together because we freaking love the draft. I love the speculation. And, of course, I listen to the pod. Which member of the pod doesn't like the draft? Which
Ross.
Of course. Of course he doesn't.
Well, I mean, if it's
sticking
it's not
up.
LSU or yeah. Mississippi yeah, yeah, State, yeah. He doesn't know anything about. I don't know. I love 40. 40 and Wetzel were, 40 was at Churchill yesterday, and mm-hmm. It was awesome. Just kind of, you know, seeing that. And I said, you know, what does this remind you of? Is this the best thing I've seen since SoFi Stadium?
Wow.
Talking about Churchill. And
that's
Pat's,
good perspective
Pat's
right
seen
there.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, so, but no, Dellinger. I mean, I like Ross's reporting, and he had a good thing about.
It's a fun goalie.
Army Navy. Yeah, Army Navy. You know, in the college football playoff.
I didn't say. Let me just
keep yeah, yeah.
A couple
finish
of
that. We'll get into that.
So we got the draft at 7 here on ESPN 680. Right after Soccer City, they'll be coming your way at 6 o'clock. We got Louisville baseball tomorrow versus Clemson. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So are they? They're in town for these three. I need to find that out. Are they? If this is a home series, do we know?
Yeah, we talking about
baseball.
Yeah, it's home series against okay. Clemson, number
okay,
four
so
in the country.
Yeah, and they were Clemson. I was saying, are they home? So we'll have that. Also got Lou City in action on Saturday. They'll be at home. That'll be a fun. You know, Saturday's pretty live night around here. You got Bats got a home game. Lou City's got a home game, and you got night racing
and the Kentucky Derby post position draw 7:15 Saturday night as well at Churchill.
Part of night racing. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying,
it's live. Big.
I'm just saying the energy, the people that
yes.
will be down. You know, in this area. Town is going to be a lot.
Don't forget about the balloon glow. You got the balloon
okay, so
glow.
Are we still doing the balloon race on Saturdays, or is it just the glow now?
No, I think they're doing the race,
okay.
But the glow's like Friday night before the race.
Okay.
So you have the glow so that you can take the
see
kids
the, yeah,
out,
yeah, yeah.
And the kids can all see the balloons.
You ever ridden in a balloon?
I never have.
I got to go on the roads one because of my dad growing up a couple
really?
Times. It was pretty awesome. Yeah, we would actually go out with the crew that like set it up in the morning. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's as inside the ropes I got as a kid was the roads
That's
balloon.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, so at
it's
the,
cooler at, now but the other stuff we get inside.
At Thunder of Louisville, they had a drone show, right? So they did all these like cool things. Like they had the Bell of Louisville set up as drones.
Blow anything up?
No, not those kind of drones.
Okay.
They're right. Light drones. But they had a balloon, like a hot air balloon race drone thing. And I was like, if they really wanted to show off on the drone, they would have made one of those the Porter paint cans. Because I remember
the Porter paint can balloon was awesome.
It was awesome. And the peanut.
I was getting ready to say Mr.
Peanut balloon was amazing. You
yeah.
know what we're talking about, it's, Chase? Is that before
probably
you?
Has no idea. I mean, why would he?
I don't know.
Why would he?
So in the 80s,
so let's see, because you had, so the balloon race, everybody had, and the Rhodesian was just the red balloon. It wasn't anything great. But the Porter Paint one,
Mr. Peanut.
Who else was good?
God, there were so many good ones.
I know.
They always had different shapes, you know, so they weren't like the traditional balloon shape. And I, as a kid, loved the paint can, because I thought that was hilarious, because paint cans are always
yeah.
heavy. And then Mr. Peanut. obviously, because it's a big old peanut guy.
Yeah.
I love those balloons. And
I'm trying to find some pictures, man.
We lost something. We've lost something now that they're going traditional balloon shape.
Let's see. The
I've definitely seen the Mr. Peanut one before.
You have?
I think about it.
Is there an early times bottle?
Oh. Yes, the early times bottle.
Yes.
Those were so good.
Yes.
Like, you know, why did we ever change? Why did we ever get away?
Are they all
from
just the same damn balloon now? We can't get creative?
I don't
somebody, know. Let me guess. Somebody had a balloon crash.
Lawyer.
Take away all the fun.
John Ramsey got caught up with the power lines. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember John Ramsey getting caught in the power lines?
No.
I don't. You don't remember that?
No, I have no.
Oh my god!
Remax,
I'm gonna see the story.
I don't care. let's see what else we got. I don't have any other there's got to be better pictures than this, darn it.
Yeah, 1994.
Don't care. let's see. Where is? Okay, I'm not in the text line. No wonder. I was trying to find the text line. So I'm sure the text line has some good ones on this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
Kentucky
certain
Derby
they do.
Festival balloon race.
Yeah. The Energizer Bunny.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They had a birthday cake one in the 90s. I don't remember that one, but okay.
I'm trying to. And now they're all like the same shape.
Are they really?
Well, I see early times when I'm looking at photos now. The early times one. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But where'd Mr. Peanut go?
I don't know, but that we all remember that. It's burned in our brains.
Yeah, and the
that
porta paint can. And so I like the drone show because they were doing everything, but I was like, if you really want to show off, you put a porta paint can shape there, and we have fun with that.
Yeah.
So it would be cool.
I hate when they cancel because it gets too windy, right, on those mornings, which
windy
I understand.
Or rainy or whatever. It's the springtime. But, yeah, I mean, I can't say how many balloon races we went out to as kids, and it was like, it's delayed till tonight. Or it's delayed till, but because it's when you get the mini marathon and the balloon race going off at the same exact time, you know you've hit it perfectly.
And the mini is
yes,
you know, yeah.
Because I mean, it's great, you know, like that's what it's supposed to be. You got multiple things going on. The runners are running, the balloons are in the air. You got a paint can flying through the air, and a Mr. Peanut
and they're all
guy
trying to drop bags of bluegrass onto some dot, right?
Who I don't even know what the goal is. I just know they're all going up.
Yeah,
they're racing.
Somebody
for
is the hair balloon, right? They're the hair balloon because I think Worldwide was actually in the hair balloon once.
Was he really?
Or definitely his dad? May have been.
I've
him.
Never been in one. I've never been.
But they were in the hair one, the one they're chasing. So the hair gets up, drops on a target, and then they're all trying to drop closest to the target.
Okay.
You didn't know that's what they did?
I mean, I knew they went down and did something.
Unless the rules have changed.
But why is it a race if they're all just trying to get close? It should be like the grass toss.
Because it would sound like the grass toss. The great balloon race sounds better than
the great balloon
the
grass toss.
Does not ring. There's no ring to that, Mark. That's why. You answered your own question.
It doesn't sound like a race at all.
It makes us sound a lot more Kentucky.
Hey,
yeah.
The steamboat race is an actual race, even though it's fixed.
Which I didn't know my entire youth.
You didn't know that the Delta Queen would blow the doors off the Belle of Louisville?
I didn't. I believed in the little engine that could, Mark. Story of my life.
The Belle of Louisville would not have competed with the Delta Queen. But the Delta Queen's been retired.
Yeah.
So I don't know who we're racing now. But she's been retired.
Man, balloon races. Tomorrow morning. So it's always been on Friday. Unless what? No, it's not always been on Friday 20-something.
No.
It has not always been on Friday 20 to 30-something.
No.
I was absolutely waking up as a child in the 80s, going out there on Saturday morning. I was not skipping school. I know exactly what day of the week it
but
was.
But the balloon glow is like at night.
So when is the damn balloon race?
I don't know. Kentucky Derby Festival
website.
2024.
All right. Got to find these important things.
I mean, if only we'd work with somebody who knew all this stuff, you know, like Ken Savage knows all this
stuff.
We got
the Balloon Fest, we got the Balloon Glow, and we got the Balloon Race on Saturday.
Boom.
Damn it. They just want to tell me it's always been on
it's
Friday.
It's always
Get
been on
the
Friday.
Hell out
no.
Of here.
No. The Balloon Glow
is
tomorrow night at on Kroger's Festival in the waterfront, which is the Chow Wagon.
So, the Glow is Thursday?
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But today is Thursday.
Friday, April 26th at 9 p.m.
I'm seeing Thursday. Is this Thursday, April 25th? Are you on 2024? Because I'm looking at the...
I'm on the KDF website.
I'm looking here, and it says, well, there's two glows. There's two glows.
Oh, there's two glows.
Yeah.
Multiple glows.
Because there's a glow tonight at 8:30 at Kroger's Festival. There is a Rush hour race at Bowman Field on Friday.
Oh, I love that.
There is a glow on Saturday and another race. We got two. I'm very confused. We have two glows and two races? I don't understand this.
Yeah, it sounds like we have multiple glows and multiple races. There's a rush hour race.
What the
world? I don't know.
Why. The rules have all changed.
I'll always say yes to more balloons.
Yes.
More balloons, the better.
We got that. And again, huge, huge ACC baseball series this weekend with top Clemson. Five Clemson. So we got all that going on. So there is plenty to keep up with around here and right around the corner. Not too long from now, we've got some other things to tell you about, and that's the 7th annual Nick Rodd Memorial Golf Scramble. And Ashley Rodman is on the line with us to tell us more about that. So, Ashley, welcome in. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
We're just debating balloon, things here.
Did you have a favorite balloon?
Listening. It all sounded a little confusing.
Yeah. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this and see what the heck is going on. So you guys have done this now. Obviously, this will be the seventh straight year. Let's tell everybody the particulars, when and where, what it's all about for the Robin Foundation.
Yes, so we are having the 7th annual Nick Rodman Memorial Golf Scramble at Iroquois Golf Course June 1st. We have it every year. It's the first Saturday. The last couple of years we have done it at Iroquois Golf Course. It is a fundraiser and a big event for the Nick Rodman Legacy Foundation, which is a foundation that, myself and friends and family started to honor Nick, who was killed in the line of duty on March 29th, 2017. And really, the support has been amazing. I mean, every year our morning flight fills up pretty quickly. We're full now in the morning, but we do have an afternoon flight at 2:00 that we're still looking to fill some spots. And we do have a couple sponsorship opportunities, $100 whole sponsors. And we have a few sponsorship packages that range from $1,000 to $5,000. But every year the support has been great. It gets bigger and bigger every year, and we're hoping this one is just as successful as the last year. So we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you guys have always been such great supporters of Cram the Van. And again, I think it's important for people to understand that, you're doing this for obviously all the right reasons. And it's on top of it, looks like a really fun event.
Yeah.
It is a really good day. And when we go out there on the golf course and I see everybody out there having fun, there's so many different groups of people. Some of Nick's high school buddies are out there, some of his college friends, that live in Lexington, come up to Louisville to play in it. And just to see the different groups of people, like, that is what Nick always loved to do, was bring people together. And to see everybody out there having a good time, laughing, sharing different stories about Nick, I mean, all I think about is how much Nick would love it. Like, just to see everybody come together, for him, for the nonprofit, having a good time, the whole purpose of the nonprofit, is to honor Nick, but we do that through giving back to the Louisville community. And like you just said, we donate the last couple of years to Cream the Van, but we've also done a few other big things. Like our last golf scramble, we raised $60,000 and we donated all the proceeds to that to the Louisville Metro Police Foundation, to their Officer in Distress Fund. And then we created a, multi-purpose room at the new Summit Wellness Center. So, yes, it is to honor Nick, but in order to do that, we need to have events like this to raise money to be able to give back to the community.
So that was his course. How much of a big golfer was Nick?
Well, before kids, he golfed a lot. And then once we had children and then he was a police officer, obviously we were kind of on the chaos grind of having small children and working, but as much as he could. Iroquois Golf Course used to be, right down the street from where we lived. So, that was his way to kind of get together with his friends and decompress. I know it didn't happen as often, towards the end of his life, just because, we were so busy with Mason and Ellie and starting a family and him working. But, that was definitely one of his ways to, have fun and get together with friends.
Well, so let's the website, Facebook page, what's the best way to find out?
Yes. So we do have a website. It's NickRodmanLegacyFoundation.com. We do have social media, which we have been posting a lot of information about the Golf Scramble and ways that people can help and donate. It's Nick Rodman Legacy Foundation. So if there's anyone who, you know, would like to sponsor the Golf Scramble or do a $100 hole sponsor, all the information's on our website and on our social media pages.
A group, a foursome is $450. If I'm reading this right, it's silver. It's a silver sponsor.
Yeah, so a foursome is $400, and then if you want to do like a foursome plus a whole sponsorship, it's $450. And then we do have some, you know, sponsorships that, you know, range from $1,000. To $5,000. And then we do have, like, if any businesses, you know, want to do a $100 hole sponsor, you know, they'll get one of those yard signs at the holes. So yeah, there's a bunch of different ways. And then we are looking for some volunteers to help the day of, which we'll get a sign up sheet for that too. But yeah, the last couple years, it's both morning and afternoon flight have been full, and we're really hoping to do the same this year.
Well, we certainly hope that we get a big crowd out there. I know we're going to run some promos and spots for this, so people are going to hear plenty more about it, and hopefully we can sell some sponsorships and some foursomes and have a fun day out there.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll talk soon, and hopefully we'll fill this up.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go, Ashley Robin. I may have to add a second round of golf for the year. I just don't really. It's the golf part I don't like.
Yeah,
like golf events.
Well, you like hanging out with people. Yeah, and drinking beer and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I definitely like that.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome to play in that.
So yeah, I think it's. That could be June 1st. Round.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Iroquois golf. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah,
check that out.
Yeah, all right. We gotta get to the bottom of the two Blue Nights, because don't tell me the Blue Nights was only on Saturday.
It was only.
Anybody
on Saturday.
Tries to tell me different, you're not from here.
No, it was.
Tell
only
me you're
Saturday.
Not from here without telling me you're not from here.
It was only on Saturday. Now I think they've added.
And they may have added a second,
like the rush hour race, which I
that's
like.
Fine. That's
I'm
fine,
good
but
that
is not the Great Balloon Race. Saturdays around here, the morning was the Balloon Race mini marathon,
and that's tomorrow. The rush hour race, that's tomorrow
that's
at 7 a.m.
But the big, the balloon race. Because Derby Festival, pre-Thunder, which it used to be called the Belvedere, all right?
Right.
And that's still the Belvedere. And if you don't know the Belvedere, you ain't from here.
Right. Right? Well, and I was listening to some of the Thunder broadcast, and Mayor Greenberg was saying that they're going to be doing a massive renovation.
Of the Belvedere.
And
why did we call it the Belvedere?
And they have like multiple architects working on it. There's a bidding process, but it's going to like basically transform downtown's waterfront. We'll see. But like, it'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works out.
They're trying.
We'll see.
Would have tried differently a few years ago. That's what I would have done. All right. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680, and we'll let you do that. Just to, you know, and just to get back into it, I mean, I think, you know, the conversation we were having at the start is one that, you know, is worth, you know, resetting, because look, there was a lot of stuff going on a week ago. We sat here a week ago. Jeff Brom was in our studio.
Yep.
And we were talking about a lot of things and talking about the misinformation campaign and all this stuff. And then you come to find out that when he gets to the bottom of this misinformation campaign, these people were coming in the locker room that were newbies and saying, oh, you're only making that, paying us more, which was a lie. And they knew they were lying, but their motive was to try to get everybody more money. And they thought, I guess they'd be the heroes because they got everybody money. No. Because the current people are like, what? They figure out these people are doing this, and Jeff Brom personally packs their stuff and literally packs their stuff, empties the locker. You hear the phrase "empties the locker"? Literally, he emptied the locker. Calls their representative. You got any more of these guys? Because I'll empty theirs too. And that is a ball. That's a baller move from your coach. Sits him down before the spring game, and if you want to, you know, we won last year because we were a team. Went last year because we weren't selfish and weren't worried about every, you know, dollar. And we certainly weren't going around poisoning the locker room. If you want to be part, and if you don't want to be that, then you can go too.
Totally.
And that is in the era of NIL, transfer portal, and players having power, probably thinking they have more power than they actually have and trying to abuse that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you recalibrate your locker room. And I think that is freaking awesome.
Oh, it's great. I love it. And heard a lot about it. And, I, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, Jeff Brom's going to he's going to protect the program.
Yeah.
He's going to protect his
Absolutely.
Team. This team, not just the program at large, but this particular team, because he knows, I think, that this team can do something.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
Well, but you just can't run any team like that.
No.
You can have a bad year. You can't have a bad year and have that going on as well, but you definitely aren't going to have a good year if that's going on, and that is weeding out the weeds. And
Brian Hudson played an entire year. Last year was like so important. I don't think he had any NIL.
Yeah,
and you know, and that's going to be pretty irregular, I think, moving forward. But
yeah.
You got to have guys that are ready to go to the wall for their team and their teammates, knowing that hey, this is my opportunity to play college football.
Yeah, and my coach has got my back.
Right,
and it's not these newbies that are transferring in and. You know,
I think that is what happened at A&M. That these guys showed up. They were young kids.
They probably were getting more money
than the older guys. And there was probably a really bad locker room.
But didn't they have a lot of different collectives? Did I remember that right? Was A&M one the one that at the
start?
That was
Ole Miss.
Okay.
Ole Miss
okay.
had like five different collectives. Yeah, and it was creating dissension because some players were with that collective, some players with that one.
I think that's why the most underreported thing and the best thing Louisville did last year, and I said this a bunch of times, is recruit their own roster.
Yeah. Yeah.
They absolutely were straight up with guys and kept guys around a lot more. They recruited the best parts of their own roster last year.
Sure.
And kept those parts around.
That's what you have to do. And you have to identify the guys that you want to keep and the guys you're willing to
and
let
the
walk. Yeah. you got to let the guys walk.
That was the Eastern baseball coach last year. It talked about the turds.
The turds.
Remember that? Yeah. 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 You can't have any turds. Yeah.
Well, on every team, especially when you get to football, 85 guys, you're going to have some turds. You're just going to. And it's tough, but you got to make sure that there's enough good parts in there that kind of covers up the turds.
Let's go to Kimbrough. Maybe Tony Kimbrough, number 44.
Okay.
No, Kimbrough, what's going on?
Hey guys, good morning. The Jeff Brohm thing, you know, that's the kind of coach you want, right? To stand up, to build that culture, and make sure that locker room is stable. So, you know, that's probably one of my favorite moves that he's done so far. That's not been on the football field. Really, really appreciate him doing that. And I also wanted to bring up the fact that I actually went to Tri-State Medical yesterday.
Awesome.
Mentioned that. Yeah, so mentioned Drew that me and you used to do the Verizon spots in the morning, and we chatted up, and Sam was really great. He was a professional, handled everything well. So a little plug on that as well. Definitely didn't want to go into summer with the kiddos being low energy. So they've got a game plan for me there. So little side sponsorship plug for them. Great job, Mark, and you're plugging a good product. And
thank you.
I hope Jeff continues to push the culture and continue to do what he does.
Oh, that's great. No, I appreciate the call on that one, man. And I didn't know. I was thinking, was it Tony Kimbrough? Oh, Michael Kimbrough. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
It really will. Yeah. I mean, Tri-State Men's Health will help you out there, you know, like Kimbrough did, like Rummage has, and Strebel and me. We go there. I've lost 23 pounds. But you want to have that energy. Go to tristatemenshealth.com.
But look, no.
Yeah.
You're being politically correct.
Yeah.
Get the superpower.
There it is.
Get the superpower. You're not going to be hungry, and you're going to build muscle faster.
It really is great.
Yeah, forget all the plague.
It really
battle
is
Battle back.
Great.
Women have had you know science on their side for years.
Absolutely.
This is our chance to punch back, all right? Do that.
Totally.
So, yeah, your evaluation is going to be free when you mention this. Yes, it's going to be. Of course it is, all right? That's our superpower. We finally have one. So, tristatemenshealth.com.
Tristatemenshealth.com. 1-800-996-54.
Nobody remembers the phone number.
I know. Six locations. It's all over there from Breckenridge Lane. Everybody knows where the Home Depot is on Breckenridge Lane.
Let me do it a little way. Behind where the old Charlie's used to be.
And there's a new Chick-fil-A there. Not Chick-fil-A, Barshown Road, or Stony Brook, our friends. But we don't know. Chick-fil-A people. but it's brand new. They'll take walk-in appointments, or you call in on Tri-State Men's Health and schedule your consult online.
Yeah, and you'll have your superpower.
There it is.
All right, what else we got to discuss? I need to get to the text.
Well,
I'm getting all these pop-ups on my computer. I don't know. Did my McAfee thing expire
maybe
today?
Did.
I don't know.
Well, I brought up the Dellinger thing. So there was a thought about Army-Navy.
Yes. Okay.
That because the Selection Sunday happens before Army-Navy's traditionally played.
So that's the new Selection Sunday is going to be the week prior, the Sunday prior?
Correct.
Okay.
So now there was all this concern, like what happens if Army or Navy's like eligible?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've decided to not move Army or Navy, and that the results of that game won't affect the selection committee. So if Army is selected and then loses the Navy in the Army-Navy game, they'll still be in the playoff.
Hmm.
So
likelihood of that happening is low.
Really low. And I think that's why they decided to just keep...
figuring to hold the whole... And
don't
they,
touch
they kept
Army
talking
Navy.
About that. I was like, okay, we're not going to hold the whole thing up for Army Navy. We're going to play Army Navy, but we're not going to delay the entire process.
So the decision was, don't move Army Navy. Move on with the playoff as it is. If they happen to qualify... They happen to qualify.
Right.
So there we go.
So that one's settled. It's funny to think of a Selection Sunday for football.
We got two Selection Sundays coming up. It's great.
And have a chance at being maybe both.
I mean, I like our chances. I mean, obviously, going on the road at Notre Dame, going on the road to Clemson, tough scenarios. But if you get one of those... And you handle your business.
I think that's how you got to look at it. I know it's not how they're going to look at it, but I think you got to go. We got to get one of those.
Yeah, being pragmatic, I think you can lose two games and make the playoff, but you got to have one of those.
But
wins.
You might have to win your conference championship, though. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the terms we have to think in now because they were in it last year.
True.
And you may be in that game, win and you're in, obviously, and lose and you're definitely out. You know, some of those conference championship games, both teams will be in. They're just worried about seeding.
Right. And the one thing we haven't really seen ever happen before is how do they evaluate the Big Ten and SEC with these expanded schedules? Not expanded, but like tougher schedules, because they're going to have Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah.
They're going to have, Washington and Oregon in the Big Ten.
You'll know when a 3-loss team is better than a 1-loss team.
Yeah.
You know. I mean,
you should know.
I mean, 3-loss team when they've played like Florida's schedule. I mean, if Florida only lost 3 games, they should probably be in the playoffs.
It might be number 2. Ridiculous schedule for Florida. It's the get fired schedule is what it is for Billy Napier. But Louisville, they can't lose a dumb one.
Yeah.
If they want to get in the playoff, they can't lose a dumb one.
So let me get straight. We're going to have a playoff and the EA Sports game in the same year?
Yes.
Man.
It's all turning
Chase
on.
Pretty fired up for that.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
So how many years ago was the last one? Like, were you, how old?
2014, so I was 13.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Really?
Denard Robinson on the cover.
Think about that.
So you went through college without college football game.
Yeah. That's a crime. It's a lost generation.
It really is. So did you just play Madden?
Yeah, I played a little Madden. Played some FIFA.
Yeah. Imagine you played a lot of FIFA.
Yeah.
A lot of FIFA.
I used to be very competitive in FIFA. It's kind of died down there.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. All right, we'll let you hop on in if you want to. 267-9680 is our number to get in. You can text away to that UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680, and we'll let you get in with us. I'm pretty excited because the RGB is going to come out, and they want to get me onto the Control 4, okay? And what Control 4 is, it allows you to launch straight into apps from your phone on your TV. And your phone essentially works like your TV remote.
Really?
Yes. So
so if you're watching a Twitter video, you just put it up there?
Well, I'm just saying, when you go to turn on your television, you've got to like find this remote, that you never lose your phone. You always lose your damn remote. And you don't know which order you hit it.
Control 4 is what it is. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Control 4. It's a hub. And basically, it allows your phone to be your remote. And not in a clunky way. Like, it's going, you want to turn everything on because you've got a good sound system, you get a picture. It's not just on, right? Even though I have as good a remote as you can have, it's still a tad clunky because, you try to type in up there and it's like, just type it on your keyboard right there. So this is going to, I think, make the wives of America very happy. Because how many wives? We got this great new system. The remote sucks.
Especially with the Rokus and the Fire Sticks.
Don't get me started on the freaking Rokus. I'm so sick. I've got to pair this one with that one, that one. I mean, Roku somehow succeeds in spite of itself. It's a terrible product that has not enough competition.
But the
it's
remote a horrible product. Is always lost.
Always.
Especially if you live with kids. And you don't live with kids yet. I mean, Max is a grown man.
He raises me.
When you live with kids... The Roku and the Fire Sticks are always
gone. You got to like color code them. Does it do that? And so I'm going to find out about all this. I hate Rokus. I hate Rokus.
They don't bother me like that.
Golly, because does it go with this TV? Does it go with that TV? And I'm always one short, so then I'm reprogramming one to do that. And I'm in Roku hell right now.
Wow. You threw me off because when you Control 4 is underline, right? Like, Control C, Control V is like copy paste. Control 4 is underlined, and so I was like, huh, that's weird.
So you were half listening.
I was listening.
You were half listening.
But you said Control 4, and I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be some sort of underline thing.
You're going to ruin all the live reading today, or just two?
No, just two of them.
Okay. Well, this is...
People know Control 4 now.
Let me just explain to you that your remote... Forget the name. Wouldn't you like your phone to be your remote for your television? Yes. So despite what Mark Blankenbaker says, log on to RGB.com and find out more.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about. Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That is great. That is great. That's for... Did you back time it that well? Was that?
Yeah, no, I looked and I was like, that's about.
Yeah, you backtimed it. So yeah, Jeff moved him out. Sure did. Sure did. Huge series this weekend for Louisville baseball. They've got games we'll have for you Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll get you going. John Bowl is here. It is almost derby time. You got your pimp suit yet?
Man, I don't even know. I can't even think about that right now. I'm on the road. I have not been to bed all night.
You've been out fishing. Out fishing.
Yeah.
And how were they?
Coming back into town. It was incredible. It was incredible. I got 8 nice walleyes. 2024 has been the best fishing year of my life so far. Every time I go, I just kill them. It's amazing.
Man. So what made the conditions right for this? I'm curious.
Well, first of all, rivers aren't as susceptible to weather changes and high pressure and some of the things that shut down fish on lakes. Rivers are kind of a different entity. So it was really terrible fishing conditions last night. It was 40 degrees, high pressure, clear skies, full moon. A lot of guys like to fish in full moon. I don't. Because I'm fishing walleyes at night, and they can see really well, so I don't need the full moon. So the conditions were actually terrible, but every time I go, I crush them. And I felt really bad. I got there, and I got like 4 right away in like a little over an hour, and there was a guy right next to me. And never caught a fish.
Sorry about your luck.
And I felt bad for him.
Yeah, but you weren't. I mean, feel that bad.
So are you exhausted right now,
yeah.
John? What's going on?
Yes, I'm exhausted. I'm on the water, so now getting close to home. So, but to answer your question, yes, I've got a little shopping left to do. I've got my stuff all lined up. I'm way ahead on my research. I got a. What's going to be interesting is this Saturday, moving up the pill pull to Saturday night. Kendrick and I are hosting it, and
how about that?
Like, yeah, I mean, I've hosted the post position draw for years, but you know, it was on Tuesdays, and then the last couple of years it was Monday, and now it's Saturday, and they're squeezing it in between races. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But I will be prepared to talk horses for hours if I have to.
that's great. So you guys get to do that. And I mean, so has anything changed your mind? Where are you on your pick at this point?
I have a cold exacta.
That's right.
Straight up, not even boxed, cold exacta, fierceness over catching freedom.
Okay, fierceness over catching freedom. All right, awesome.
Yep.
So, and then let's see, I'm just rolling through a couple of things here. So where are we, like, on airing all these classic derby stories? What's next up? What's the next tale you're gonna tell?
Tonight we got 2 left. Last night was the pandemic derby. Tonight is American Pharoah. I picked Pharaoh because I was fascinated by, well, first of all, the fact that they smashed the record. The 100th Derby had 163,000 people, and 2015 Derby with Pharaoh was 170. But the fascinating thing was, if you guys remember, for years and years, I think in the 37 years span between Triple Crowns there, 13 times a horse won the Derby and Preakness and faltered in the Belmont. Mm-hmm. And if right. you remember, every year there were all these media stories about changing the format. Horses can't do it anymore. They're too fragile. You know, lengthen the distance between races. All this crap, and then Pharaoh dispelled it all. And then we came mm-hmm. right back with Justify. So I thought that was a really important year.
Well, I'll tell you, with Pharaoh, for my son at that point, he's never really been into sports until MMA now. Pharaoh was his, I mean, that was his secretariat, whatever whatever analogy you want to make, because, I think there was, that Derby had a perfect weather day. It had the hype of Pharaoh, which, was as good as, in a while, because some of the ones that won those first two legs, they weren't necessarily, like, Real Quiet wasn't as hyped or anything like that. But Pharaoh was and delivered.
Right. Right, yeah, I remember Derby Week doing a live shot with Jill Byrne. Man, she knows her stuff, and she said to me, I said to her right before we went on, I said, so, seriously, who's your pick? And she said, the question is not who's going to win the Derby. Pharaoh's going to win the Derby. Yeah. The question is, can Pharaoh win the Triple Crown? And I think he will. And she was right. And looking back on it, the Derby was the toughest test for Pharaoh. If you remember, it was at Firing Line, was right there in second place.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and then the final segment I'm doing Friday. So all these have been video pieces. I wanted to do something with Dan Dry because he's such an incredible still photographer. So the final piece is we're going to look through the greatest moments over the last 45 years. Dan Dry is going into his 46th year this year shooting the Derby. And I ran into an old, came across a story we did on him in 1996 when he'd been at it for 20 years. And so I'm using some of that, and just had a really fascinating interview with him and got all of his catalog of photos. They're just absolutely incredible.
By the way, we need you to settle a debate for us. I mean, when I was growing up, there was only one balloon race. It was Saturday, and the glow came along after that. Now, are there two races now? We're trying to get our heads around this. We don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I've been listening to your show here for like the last hour, and they what's funny is they have like four events, and they might get one in because of all the specifications with the wind and all that. I think Kevin was saying wind is really going to be an issue, like all through the weekend, even with the parade and the floats and all that. So they'll be lucky to get like one off, I think.
Wow.
So is there a story that, as you've been doing research on this year's Derby, that really stands out to you, one we ought to know about?
Oh, let's see. A story this year. Nothing really, really, really compelling. I think, again, everybody is getting duped into the Japanese horse. And the best any of the Japanese horses have finished is like sixth. And everybody was going gaga over this one. Was it Forever Young? Did you see its workout yesterday or the day before?
No.
Now, and see, I am the worst at workouts. I don't know what to be impressed by.
Well, I'll tell you, 119 for six furlongs is not impressive.
Oh, no, I know a bad one. yeah, I do know that.
Dude,
yeah. What happened?
119.
119?
I've never heard of 119.
Like, it should be, like, 112 would be just solid, right? 12 seconds per furlong.
Is that for a jog?
So, yeah. So the rule of thumb is
12 seconds.
So if you do, most of them do five furlongs, and if 1 minute flat is good, and 59 and change is get your attention. I believe it was four furlongs, okay, you want to go 48 or less. And I believe it was Rachel Alexandra that lit up the board. Everybody was freaking out Derby week when Rachel put up a 46.2 right before what we then saw her blow the doors off everybody in the Oaks. So, yeah. So, I mean, 1 minute for five furlongs, 47-ish you want to do for four furlongs. The most interesting thing I came across, and people listening right now can just Google it, just Google Blood Horse Final Fractions. Blood Horse basically did Jenny Reese's famous Final Fractions thing. And you know what that is, right? That's the you got to do the final 3/8 under, I don't know what it is, 36 or 30, maybe it's 38. And then the final furlong, you got to come in also under 13. And they lined up all the horses, and there are nine that qualify under both. But the interesting takeaway from the article was everybody's getting, you know, caught up in Sierra Leone as the big fast closer. But Sierra Leone's closes, especially this last one, the Bluegrass, was not fast.
No, 13:02.
Like 13 seconds. Yeah. So everybody's getting caught up in Sierra Leone, and the close was really not all that fast. It was closing on slow horses. Catching Freedom, if people are looking for a closer, Catching Freedom is the live, fast closer.
Yeah, the only one that's under 12 seconds is Domestic Product at 11.77.
Wow, what race was that, and where did
that
it finish?
That was the Tampa Bay Derby. It finished first.
Okay, that is moving at the end of a race.
Catching Freedom 12.05 endlessly.
Where do you have this chart? I'm in
Blood Horse, which is where John Bull told you to Google.
So
it's there.
Went to DRF just out of muscle memory. I didn't listen.
But there are a couple really good ones out there, and you know, like Just Steel at 12.23. There's a number of them that are really nice.
Oh, by the way, I have to. We will do our big pick six ticket, and we have Keeneland Dan, Fat Ball Guy Racing, is going to pick it for us, John. So we have no pressure this year if we can get up to our ridiculous, 18,000 wherever we got to.
Keeneland, wait. Rewind the
Mick
Keeneland
Cronin's Dan. Brother. Mick Cronin's brother. He has the website Bald Guy Racing. Yes, Keeneland Dan, I believe.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He's a good handicapper, and he's a great Twitter follow. And but we're doing it differently this year, are we not? We're not Venmoing you? Are we Venmoing you, or are we not Venmoing you?
I'll work on the logistics. Okay. I'll work on the logistics, yeah.
Because there's something coming on that, right?
Well.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Okay.
Mark. We have to close some of these deals, Mark.
Well, it sounded like it was closed. So I was trying to make sure it was what it was.
It was not. But yes, we will do it. And if there's a way to do it on BetShare, we would do it. But I don't know that many people's not going to be able to do that. But but you don't like that anyway, right, John? You wanted to do our old day where we have like eight people in on it or something. I'll still do that.
Yes, I want to keep the numbers down, but I've been outvoted on
that. No, we can do both. We can do our big, one that we do with the group, and we can have the original core, somewhat of the core group, you know?
When all I know is when we hit, what do we hit? 11 out of 12 picks. We did two pick sixes.
Mm-hmm.
We went 5 for 6 on one and 6 for 6 on the other. We netted, like, enough for a sandwich.
Yeah, no, so it was ridiculous.
That's too many people.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than hitting the all button and the even money favorite comes in.
Right.
Yeah. So, John Bowles is wave 3. So, what do you think of Jeff Brohm packing their stuff?
Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good because I'm just sick to my stomach. Last thing I pulled up, Chucky Hepburn's running around shopping himself around for $700,000.
Yeah, is that the number that you've heard?
This is the Wisconsin guy.
It's Wisconsin. What do you think about Chucky Hepburn maybe coming to Louisville?
Yeah, I saw that. He's going to visit like today, isn't he?
He's here last night. Pat Kelsey did a revolutionary thing and picked him up at the airport last night.
I'm just fascinated by guys like AJ Storr and Chucky who get embarrassed themselves and their school. Not even in the game against James Madison in the tournament. And then they store shopping himself around for $1 million and Chucky, $700,000.
Like, bitter Wisconsin fan speaking right
go
there.
Ahead. Go ahead. You can't even play with James Madison, for God's sake.
Well, we got Terrence Edwards Jr. here, too. So he's just going to, if you can't beat him, join him. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, more power to him. Good luck.
Anyway, back to what you were going to say before this one got went sideways about Brom, because you got sick of it. You started to go down that road with talking about Hepburn.
No. That's my rant. I don't. I'm glad he's doing that because I can't stand what's happened with the portal. And I know you disagree with me.
Well, it's not that I disagree. I just think it's like that's what it is like right now. I mean, that's like, you know, we can.
Doesn't make it right.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but it's not, you know, they didn't make the system, but I think the system leads to having to do what he did.
Yep. And good for him. That's the way to manage it.
Doesn't look like you're going to have much Baffert Derby drama. Judge ruled against yesterday, right? So we're not. Are we out of court appearances or are there more?
That's speaking of that, when I was putting together the Pharaoh piece, like the cutaways of Baffert with all those near misses. What do you have? Three near misses with winning the first two legs, and then like
Silver Charm, real quiet, gold. And War Emblem, yeah.
Touch Gold Nip, Silver Charm, the real quiet thing in Victory Gallop. Which I still don't even. Every time I watch the replay. It looks like Victory Gallop did not win.
I know.
And then War Emblem. Yeah, so the cutaways of him every time. I don't know, man. I miss him at the Derby. Like, I got a kick out of him. He made me laugh all the time when I would interview him.
Oh, there's no question. He's by far the most entertaining person in the sport that doesn't have a lot of, you know, I mean Todd Pletcher's Pete Sampras. He's just boring. I mean, he's great but boring. And so, you know, the personality.
He's cool, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Pletcher is cool, man.
Did say he wasn't cool, but he's boring. You know.
Yeah, he's boring. He's boring. He toes the line, but like, even at 5 a.m., interview him on Sunrise outside his barn, he's just cool.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely cool, but he's also too cool, I think, is part of the problem.
You guys know the trainers of the last two Derby winners?
What?
You know,
we're having a conversation here.
I know. I'm trying to say that because Baffert's not involved, you don't. Like, I bet you guys can't come up with the last two trainers.
Well, we're talking about something else there. I mean,
so Mage's
Eric, whatever his name was.
Yeah, and then Rich Strike was
Eric, right? Eric something, wasn't it?
Yeah. How about all these horses winning the Derby or getting DQ'd into the Derby win? That like never won again or never raced again. Like has Mage? I don't think Mage has won a race, has he?
I don't. Rich Strike was like 0 for a bunch.
I know Rich Strike didn't. Country House never even raced again.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mandaloon ever? I think Mandaloon might have won a race.
Yeah. So Mage was third in the Preakness, second in the Haskell, seventh in the Travers. Never raced again. Rich Strike. I don't have Rich Strike. Rich Strike, I got nothing.
Ofer. I know that.
Yeah, Ofer, and then Mandaloon was the question. Let me see.
Wait, you don't even have it? Brad Cox was Mandaloon, right?
Yeah, Mandaloon was, but he's asking if he ever won again. If he ever won again.
So what is the answer?
He did win. He won the Pegasus. He won the Haskell.
Okay.
And he won the Louisiana Stakes. So he did well.
Okay. The did you guys have Mage last year?
No, I don't think
no,
I did.
No, but Clint kept warning us,
even though he couldn't pronounce it.
Was that not was not having Mage the dumbest thing of all time? I mean, you had 4K in a forced scratch, who had just was all out to barely beat Mage. So with 4K out of the way, and we all loved 4K, it was just sitting there for Mage, and to not have that is a sin.
I think it was.
Are we getting the
scratch.
Answer to this trivia question?
The answer was Gustavo Delgado and Eric Reed.
Okay, Eric Reed. That was.
Oh yeah, Delgado. Yeah.
All right. Well, what were we? I guess what we got coming up?
Me?
Yeah, sure.
What do I have coming up?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm finishing out my series. And then Pill Pull, and then, by the way, I'm going to be live. Kevin and I are going to anchor from the Downs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all of our evening newscasts all 17 of them.
Oh,
and, and then Oaks Day, Derby Day. So this is going to be crazy, man. And then we got the Olympics coming up on NBC after that. So yeah, it's crazy town, John.
You guys are working. We're not. We're just you know, doing radio stuff, which doesn't even count. So, yeah, we'll have our big pick six ticket, and it'll be both days. And we'll then if you want, we can do the original group if you'd like.
No, I don't want to be the party pooper.
No, I'm not. I'm saying both. I'm saying both. But, you know, we can.
Okay.
Here's what we can do. Cool. Actually, here's what we will do. Because we can have, like, a group of 10. We can use the bet share on that. So, like I can make it or whoever can make it. And then we can share it. And you can, you know, buy your percentage of it on the app. Well, crap. You don't even have Twin Spires. All right. I'll take care of yours. And then I'll send it to your wife's Venmo when we win.
All right. So, yeah, I'm an old dinosaur with TVG.
TVG.
I was one of the first 200 human beings.
I know.
Sign up for TVG.
And it's fine. It's fine. You just there's all these others you can get bonuses too. You know, where you can get put in 200 and get 200 bonus. So, you know.
Okay.
All right. I'll teach you these ways, and we'll get your wife's Venmo involved.
And you can do bet share on phone now too.
I got plenty of money. I'm good this year.
All right. All right, John Bull. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right, see you. John Bull. I guess he's going to go sleep, do whatever he does now. I don't know.
Sounds like he needs some sleep. He's been fishing all night.
Yeah, that's a wow.
I couldn't do that. There's no way I'm going to stay up all night and fish.
No, but never going to happen for me.
I don't know if there's anything I want to do staying up all night. Like, is there
speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, everybody needs a rest.
Speak for yourself.
Man, you're not doing the mini because you don't have the stamina.
It's a different type of stamina, Mark. It's a different type of stamina. Anything else you want to randomly throw in the conversation there?
No.
You're having a day, boy.
I'm not having a day.
You are having a day. We were talking about Todd Pletcher, and all of a sudden you butt in with, hey, you know one of these things? We were having a conversation.
You were talking about all these known people, and I was like let me throw in some
horror. But you were half listening. That wasn't
was
the conversation.
Listening. I was listening, and I was like, I bet you guys can't name the last two trainers.
But we were going down a road, and it derailed us.
No, the road was over. I felt like you were at the end of the Yellow Brick Road. That you all had reached Oz.
You need to go to the
You had reached Oz, and that it was time to go to a different road. So
you
I interjected with something for you guys to talk about.
No, that is not. You need to go check the tape.
Okay. Felt like you all had
multiple texters saying, why don't you start talking about timeshares in the middle of this conversation?
Yeah, do you want a timeshare?
That felt like what it was. That felt like what it was.
You want one?
As it was going
I get
on.
You out of your time.
No,
share.
I know that guy.
Yeah,
Wesley Financial.
Wesley Financial.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
If they're having advertisements on how to get out of your timeshare, you probably should
probably don't want to
the timeshare.
Yeah, probably don't want to do the timeshare in the first place. Would be my general advice. Okay, so we've got other things coming up this next hour.
Like what?
I'll have to reset here and recalibrate and figure out what we got. So we'll do all that here. Of course, we'll have the Derby for you next week, right here on ESPN 680 105.7. So we've got that for you as well, and 93.9 The Ville. So we've got all that. Hey, in the meantime, you need a security system. Our security system here, we've had for years. It's been different iterations. ADS now they become Vector Security, and Vector Security is going to give you a free doorbell cam and install it when you sign up and mention us. They've got other offers, but this is the best one. So it's when you get on there and you're going to find out all about Vector Security, then you know they'll know you're just talking about them right here, and they're going to give you that doorbell cam, and you're going to get the other cameras like I've got. I've added more cameras, and now there's no blind spots around the fortress that is my home. So it's Vector Security. Mention us, and you know you're going to get that doorbell cam. Be good to go. All right, hour number three straight ahead, and we'll get some more reaction and talk to you. It's Dino Show, ESPN 680.